The Mishabura. So the Mechaber says, you say, and may after Yisbarach, and the Ramah says, we don't do that. After Yisbarach, we don't do that, the Ramah says. I will after Yiskadel be Sadeh Shmer Rabo, I'm in a Lanois Amen. Upella the Shachanor, Shlehetik, Amen Azeh, Shachamavur, Barama, Behetiko, Beves Yosef. He doesn't know why the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention it, because the Rama mentions it, and the Beis Yosef quotes it. So he points out that the Amein of after Yisrael Beis Shmei Rabbah is an Amein of Minig, not an Amein of Chiyuv. Amein Yisrael Shmei Rabbah is an Amein of Chiyuv, and Amein of after the Amein Ba'oma of Imru Amein is that's a Chiyuv. Okay, so we don't answer Amen after Yisbarach and not after Brichu. Yeshatoyim, Shevashor Shashat Ermer Brichu, Anam Gam Heim Tebes Elo Brichu Le'elo. So, similar, that's what they say. This is words of Cheruv to Kadosh Baruch Hu, words of Apikursis, insulting the Mashal the Yisbarach Rak Le'elo Bolelo Sato Chas V'Sholom. It says, "Masha, the Bereshim is prichu le'elo, but in the heavens, Bereshim is blessed." And then down here, sounds like Chas v'Shalom not. Al yesh them lomer gam mikol brichoso, or she yomer rak prichu kimin hagenu. Either they should just say prichu. If they want to say more, they should say prichu le'elo mikol brichoso. The Bereshim is blessed above all blessings. That's a full thought. But as is, it's improper. A person should not be mafsik between prichu le'elo mikol brichoso. I'm sure tshuva shehebed the mesever kavan is muchach lehepich. The tshuva is prichu mechuber el tshuva is the kudsha. So in other words, the Ramah seems to be reading shmei the kudsha prichu le'elo mikol brichoso b'shirosa. That's how the Ramah says he shouldn't have been mafsik in brichu le'elo mikol brichoso. He says no, that up here the sefer kavanah is the Rizal from Chaim Vital. So that brichu is going back to the shmei the kudusha brichu. V'achar kach yeshev seksas k'mar yisnachlo b'shuv maschu le'elo mikol brichoso b'shirosa klomer shisporach v'yishtabach shmo shel kadosh baruch hu le'elo. So brichu is a parenthetical phrase modifying shmei the kudsha. So the version should be yisparach v'yishtabach v'yisparach v'yisamah v'yisaseh v'yisador v'yisalev v'yisalol. It should be nis'ala, all these different languages of shevach of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'lo mikol brichoso v'shirosa. Once you say Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, you say He is Baruch. So Brichu is modifying Shmei the Kudusha, and you would pause after Brichu. Okay. Gimel Ha'oinen Adol Me Omayo Bavad Toim Heim Ki Osel Hafrid Bein Omaya Le Yisporach. So you mentioned this before that Yisporach is connected to. Okay, Zot Mishabur Tezvav. Omaya Yisburach. Mashma Beis Yosef, the Tzarek Lomer, Kol Nusach Shal Yisburach Adam Zamiron Ba'oma, Chav Ches Tevis. So, up here, the Shulchan Aruch, the Minhag of the Svardim, they say the whole paragraph. They say Yeshur and Rabban, and they continue Yisburach, 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 vayin v'mogen rum the shemasik the minhag hakamoinim ikur, that they established minhag and klai yisrael before the Beis Yosef suggested this, is the ikur minhag, which is shel yomer rak ad yisporach. So Magen Rambam agrees that the person has a chiyuv to say these words of praise, but he's fulfilling them through Shmei Ka'ona, by listening to the chazan. The Gemara, the growing rise that the Shevach of Amen Yeshver Rabba ends after Olam Lamehama Yah, and that's the end of that thought. Ami Yisparach Alon Maskel Rat Perak Acher. And Yisparach is a new thought. Vein La Arba Mivasach is a person should not connect it to.
Is the
Lagan
Abraham thing included? Do you say the word Yisparach? And the girl saying not to.
So the Magen Rum, he's learning that the the Shulchan Aruch says you should say Yisporach. So the Magen Rum is not arguing on that. He's just saying that which the Beis Yosef says that you continue after Yisporach and Yishtabach Yisparach Yisam Yisam say that we don't do. Where Yosef Shemei Karina comes the girl says you don't say Yisporach either. If you would pause in between and take a breath, so then according to the Gemara that would be mutter. That's clearly two. There is a point. It should be obvious that it's two different thoughts. The breath will indicate that. Even if you normally do say it, however, if you're holding in a place in tefillah where you cannot interrupt, then the correct response is just Yeshmer Rab Marak Olam Lamehem Yoh, not Yisporach. Fine. Now it's interesting that the Maaser Rav brings from the Gra that the Gaon said, or the Gaon was Noig. So sometimes you'll have a situation. The Magen Rambam is agreeing in theory that you need to say all of the words of the second paragraph of Kaddish, but you're Yotzer Shemei Kaina. So that's very good if the Chazan, you know, you finish Heshmer Rav before the Chazan starts those words. But you're finishing Yeshir Rav Rach Lam Lema Yoh, and the Chaz is already holding by Yisbar, Yisr Mam, Yisnasei. So the Gra says that you need to say those words to yourself. The Gra agrees in that situation you would say the words to yourself. If you're not in a place, you can't be mausik. But in case you're able to respond, you would then continue, you would sing. Can you sing? Of course, meanwhile, of course, the Chaz is going further. So you play the catch-up game, you know. So as you say Yisborach, he's saying Yisalol. As you say Yishtabach, he's saying, you know, Shmei. You know, so you're gonna keep. You end up saying a good part of all of the paragraph because you weren't Yotzer Shmei Ka'ona. So the Magen Rambam Shmei Ka'ona is serious. So then it should be obvious to us that you can't be daven during that paragraph because you're being Yotzer Shmei Ka'ona. You can't be saying anything else at that point in time.
Does the Chazan have to have in mind the listeners for those words?
Well, in general, we assume that everything the Chazan's put up to Davin, he's there to be as a Sheikh of the Tzibur, then automatically it's like he has Kavana. Shal is more when you get to the Kadeshim of the Yisayim, you know, those type of things. I don't know how that works. Especially, you know, when you're dealing with, say, the person saying the Kaddish is a Katan. So how is he mighty anybody? We should make a coin, but he's a cotton. So how would that work over there? Would that situation be different? The Maaser Rav doesn't, you know, discuss that case.
He's being guilty only for those words from Yisparach.
Correct. the first part, he's, you know, Mishabura said you're supposed to listen to, because he, there he's in, he's giving his invitation to you to say Yeshua Rabba. So that's a different concept. There you're listening because he's talking to you to let us all go do this and praise the Kodesh Baruch, lift up the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. So that's improper to, you know, not, you know, not listen to him as he's inviting you to do Dabba Shem Kedusha. You should be listening to what he's saying. The second paragraph, the issue was more that your mom should be yotzei with him. Okay. Dalit, this halacha, I do it. Some of my rebbeim do it. Many people do not do it. And I don't, I'm not sure, you know, the gra holds you don't do it. I'm not sure why it became so established. Many people not to do it. Anyway, Kasharmer Hakazan Yiskadel, he's Korea. When he says the word Yiskadel, he should bend. B'chen b'Yishmer Rabba, b'chen b'Yisporach, b'chen b'Yichu, b'chen b'Amen. So you're about five times in the saying the Kaddish, and the Gros says not to. The Gros says not to because you're being moisif on the Kriyas. Like, you're not in the Morse, you can't add on more bowings. Then to be learning that people are saying this is a halacha, you have to do this, that makes it usur.
The bowings, so the ones that hold you should do it, it would say those bowings are referring just to Shemoneh Esrei, or
correct?
Not five bowings.
Yiskadel, Yehei Shmei Rabba, Yisporach, Prichu, and Amen. That's five. My Mishabura does. Hey, la'acher shesiyam kaddish pesei shalosh pesiyas. After the person finishes kaddish, at the end he says three steps back. Ba'hakach ermer says shalom. Then he says osher shalom. Okay, siman and zayin. The gra holds you don't bow, so in Eretz Yisrael the minhag is not to, like the gra. So I think maybe that's why it became imported into the U.S.
Is that the
Spartan
as well? They not
bow
in there to sell?
I don't know. Do they do it here?
I don't know.
I have not seen it. It's a Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Din Zayin, Dinei Baruch Hu, Ani Yosef, B'boi, B'ez Sifim. Aleph. Arma Shlich Tzir, Baruch Hu, Hashem, Hama Baruch. V'ani Ma'achra, Baruch Hashem, Hama Baruch, L'lam Bo'ed. V'chazer Shlich Tzir, Baruch Hashem, Hama Baruch, L'lam Bo'ed. So we say Baruch Hu, and we respond. Menogav Shashich Tzibur Marach beBaruch Hu, Vakol Omer Yisparach VYishtabach Boichu Marach beBaruch Hu. So you have in the Sidurim, you have there the little letters next to Baruch Hu, this paragraph, which once upon a time there was a minute klaisel to say it. It seems to be fallen into, for the most part, I've never seen anybody do it. So it's fallen to disuse. Okay, Zog to Mishavura. Aleph. Oymer Shlech Tzibur B'Kol Rom. He says Baruch Hu B'Kol Rom. Kei Shishmo Am B'Yanu Baruch Hashem Am Baruch L'Olam Bo'ed. People should be able to hear and respond.
What's the Havamina that he
wouldn't? No, he's just stressing that it has to be loud because. The whole purpose is he's talking to people. He's saying, let us be Mavorach Hashem. So he's talking to us.
I mean, wouldn't you say the same thing? It's like saying for Kaddish, the Chazan has to say loud enough. But of course, the Kaddish is something which is a responsive type of tefillah, isn't it?
And it's true. The point is over here, it's not just responsive. He's talking to you. It's a very hard conversation. You talk to the person, like say it, you know. Vayim Acharov, Vim Lo Shama Echad Meshich Tzibur Kasham Baruch Hu. Person did not hear the Chazan say Baruch Hu. Rak Shama Meakol Shemer Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Boed. But he heard the Tzibur saying Baruch Hashem Baruch. So anybody Gam can he can say Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Boed together with them. However, Avim Shama Shashich Tzibur Levad Kasham Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Boed. He walked in. So in many cases, the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it, the Chazan says Baruch Hu, the Tzibur says Baruch, then the Chazan says Baruch. So he walked in. The Tzibur had finished saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam by themselves, and just the Chazan was saying it. So he would not say it together with the Chazan, but he would do His answer, amen. Fine. Because of Sheikh Tzibur, and the Sheikh Tzibur also says, okay, Sheikh Lo Esatzu Gam Ken Bechalam Avorchim. So if they're giving praise to Hashem, he should be doing this, she should be doing the same. Now, when exactly should he do that? So there's a Bir Halacha later on by Kedusha, which the Bir Halacha says that you have a problem, that you need to be saying it as part of a minyan. So you're just saying it by yourself, you're not saying it as part of a minyan. So on other hands, the minhag over here is that he should be saying it afterwards. So by Kedusha, he says you should definitely be saying the words of Kadosh, the Chazan should say the words of Kadosh together with the Tzibur. He doesn't have to start immediately as when they start, as long as they're still saying, finishing off the sentence, and he starts, that's also called saying with the Tzibur. And what's more of a challenge is on Shabbos, you know, that's easy on the weekday, you know. Everybody says, Kadosh, 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 Melech Loretz Kavodoy, as everybody's saying Kavodoy, he starts Kadosh. Okay, fine, you know. But in the Shabbos, you have this, we have the minig of adding these sentences in between. So it's a master over there from the Bir Halacha that in that situation, really the Chazan should be saying it at least when the Tzibur is saying the psukim of Kadosh, the Chazan should say that with the Tzibur, and then he can wait for Oz B'Kol Rash Gadol. But you know, every finishes saying Oz B'Kol Rash Gadol, right? And then every finishes that he says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So he's saying Kedusha by himself, not as part of a minyan.
So you're saying even if he's not there with the
Chazan,
he should say it with him?
Is that what you're saying? No, it's not the Chazan. The Chazan is, right? He says, Vince Kadosh, everybody says Kadosh, and then he wants to wait. After he finishes, he starts out loud, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hey, what are you doing? You're not saying it with 10 people. Mm-hmm. You, the Chazan, are saying it by yourself. Is that as part of a minion saying it? Mm-hmm. So Bir Halacha raises that as a question. He says, at best I can tell you, if you start saying it when the Tzibur is still finishing off saying it. But what he means is finishing off the Pasuk. Doesn't mean finishing off, you know, you have the whole long paragraph of Shabbos morning, and after that, Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamoi, like, you know, that they finished saying that 2 minutes ago. So, Rav Moshe says, on the other hand, you do need to say it, it's proper to say it out loud, that the Tzibur should hear you, because part of the job of the Chazan is to motzi people. Any person who's still holding in the middle of Shon Esrei, he's going to be Yotzei with Shemei Ka'oina and Kedusha. Well, the halacha, you need, he has to be Kavanah to be Yotzei, and the one who says it has to have Kavanah to be motzi him. Well, the people in the shul in general are not having Kavanah to be motzi the person who's still davening, but the Chazan is. So the Chazan says it out loud, the people in the Horst Tzeldam Shemeshah can be Yotzei Kedusha. The Rav Moshe says in a tshuva, he has a chiv to do that, because they need to be Yotzei Kedusha, and you as the shliach of the Tzibur, they're also part of your Tzibur, you need to take care of them also. So you need to say it out loud, and they should be able to be Yotzei with you. So Rav Moshe says, so you have this balance of you're trying to, you know, say it out loud, people should hear you, while the Tzibur's still saying it, but not too early, because then they can't hear you. You know, you really have to keep your ears and eyes open, not your eyes, but your ears, exactly when to say it to fulfill all your obligations. Anyway, she should say it also. Zot Mishra revised, we main Shom Asar Balohu, if he's number 10, you need 10 people saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Moed. Well, if only 9 said it, the only 9 said it, he's number 10. So nobody, you wouldn't be Yotzei. Now, that's what Rosh Hashem Aguda. Zok the Mishra, I don't understand. Koshali Afil Yesha Sara Biltoi Gamken Lo Yotzei Was Atzma. First of all, he has own responsibility to say it. Kim Shalanim Baham. He needs to say it also. Like A. B, you know, Shara Lachar, the Yotzim Cholgavni, the Lagarmim, Hoyechim, and Spalo Yoshein, the Kamalon, the Yosim, and the Sivav, the Mitzarif. So, him not answering, but he's there, it's not worse than a person who's Milishon Esrei who didn't answer, or a person who's sleeping, which he said before also counts, he didn't answer either. Okay. So I don't understand this whole din. He seems to find difficult to understand that he's saying over here. Now, the Shtei Tzibur goes back and says, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam Moed, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam Moed, Kosev, Sefer Shari Ephraim. Now, it's in Birchas HaTorah, who did Mezeh. He mentions this idea there by Birchas HaTorah, which also starts with Baruch Hu, but we're going to take those Allah. Shari Ephraim is a Sefer written on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. So there he writes, that amen is improper. Why? They're saying Baruch Hashem themselves. Amen is I agree with what you're saying. Well, obviously you set yourself a second later. But on the other hand, the Tzibur Yomer Amen Achar Shiach Tzibur Avsham Still Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Moed. They said Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Moed. Then the Chazan says Baruch Hashem Olam Moed. You answer Amen afterwards. He says that's the Shari Ephraim. Avol Chayodim because of Shein Tzur Shiach Olam Amen. They do not need to say Amen because Rima Gadim Simon and Zion because of Ches the Kibushkar Omer Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Moed Lama Yomer Pamashnia Amen. Which means, umami, and I believe in it. Look, obviously, you believe it. You just said it yourself. Rekvar Omer came. Kavokam, Hikriya, Lebesayv, the Rishus, Subiyad, and Sibra, Imyirza, Oinim, Alza, Amen. So you're allowed to answer Amen. But, Bakapana, Mishu, Oimid, Bakam, Shasa, Lahafsik, Loyana, Amen, Zet. Well, so the problem is that the Mishnah Berurah said before that once the Sibra answers, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam Moed, they've started Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam Moed. So it's just like Baruch Hashem, you're not allowed to answer Amen on Stam Brachas. So it's more. It's nageya by laning. It's nageya, but by Birchas Kriya Shema, by the definition, he's saying in a case where you can't be mausik, you don't answer this amen because on amen of Kiev, so you wouldn't answer amen after Birchas Shem Baruch Olam Wed by the beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema because it's ready. You're already holding. Once you said it, you're already holding Birchas Kriya Shema, so you can't answer amen. So now the minute was while the Chazan's saying Baruch Hu, they're saying Yisburach. This tefillah of Yisburach v'Yishtabach. Now, Ba'od Shul Marich. Now, we pointed out already, the Chazan is speaking to the Tzibur and saying, let's do this. Let's bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving you a command or giving you a request. I'm telling you, you should bless Hashem. So I understand you're saying wonderful words, but he's talking to you. You're supposed to be listening. So what he means is dafka b'shas hanigum that when the chazan would sing, then you would say these words. Al b'shas shomer atevis lo yomer klum. But when he's saying baruch hu es Hashem avaruch, he's saying those words. You should be listening to his words. V'men a chazan marach b'baruch hu. If the chazan is not extending baruch hu, mutar sheyishtok b'chavan the mash shomer hashtech tzibur k'nei shi'ana baruch Hashem avaruch l'olam moed, rather than saying this paragraph. Hanoigin loyim es Hashem lekachotira kashigia shechtibur laes kasa b'shal shenam mikabola veinam miyaser chokma. So we have no masar like that, and it's not such a smart idea. The marshal had a way with words. Okay. Beis makom shenago litzuk al chavreim ben kadosh baruchu liyotze or ladar b'tzachi rabim toyim hem ayin leil b'seiv simin and dalad. So there was a minig that they would use the opportunity to get up and voice, force the Tzibur to listen to their complaint, because he wouldn't let the Chazan go weiter until he voiced his complaint. So they would do that between, after Yishtabach. So the Mishmur said before, after Yishtabach, before Baruch Hu, is an option. But once you say Baruch Hu, you're already holding the middle of Birchus Kriya Shema, or you're saying, once you say Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam, you're holding the middle of Birchus Kriya Shema, so you can't talk then. So people who would be Noeg Litzik between the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, and between that and Yetzor and the Baruch of Yetzor, they would say Baruch already, and then they would wait before they said the Baruch of Yetzor, they would start talking. That's wrong. Toyim Vov, the Reo Kilo Kvar Hiskel Be Yotzor. Like I said before, that's already considered Bam Saperik, and you can't speak then.
What's Kshiyah
Hashliach Tzibor?
S?
Baruch Hu S. So some people had a minute when they said Baruch Hu S. When they said the word S, people would say S Hashem L'Kachol Tiro. So he said that's not proper. Okay, Simon Nun Ches. Dinei Kriya Shema Birchu Seho. So the first sif deals with the proper time to say Kriya Shema and Birchus Kriya Shema, and it's a some points are not so clear. Okay, Zman Kriya Shema Shal Shacharis, the proper time of Kriya Shema in the morning is Mishiyiris Chaveri. A person will see somebody Haragol Imoksas, which he's somewhat familiar with. Berichu De Arba Amos, at a distance of 4 Amos. The Yaki Renal will recognize him. It's very hard. We don't have a clear Masara in Halacha exactly when this time is. A, trying to test it out yourself is very difficult. First of all, it has to be in a place where it's flat because there's nothing blocking the light. It has to be that there's no moon out. It has to be that it's not cloudy. It has to be that there's no light pollution. It has to be that the person wasn't somebody you arranged with beforehand, because then you know to recognize him. You have to be something that you're not expecting. So you have to have the mazel to be out in that right place on a nice flat plain with no moon, with no light pollution, with not cloudy, and you happen to find a guy that you're fairly familiar with, you know, happens to walk by, now I know what the right time is. So it's very hard to test this. So, we don't have a clear Masara exactly when this man is, and it's different minhagim, exactly what it is. There is a Kafachayim. He says that there's a Masara in Yerushalayim that it was an hour before sunrise, and there is a
60.
It's like you would calculate it based on based on degrees. There's a sefer written all around at the same time. He said the minute Yerushalayim was 52 minutes before sunrise. 52 minutes before sunrise translates to 11.5 degrees below the horizon. That's why some people calculate Mishayakar 11.5 degrees below the horizon. That's where it comes from, that calculation. But it's not an exact science.
What's 11.45
degrees? 11.5. If you would take the horizon as zero, if you would put the sun down, the sun is hasn't risen to the horizon yet, the top of the sun is 11.5 degrees below that straight line, which we call the horizon. That's called Mishayak.
Below or above?
Below. So the sun hasn't risen yet. 11.5 degrees below the horizon. Right. We mentioned Mishayak before in Hechasitzes. Over there says Mishayak ben Tchelis Alofen. Right, which is that three paskin over there. So there's a machlokes and the poiskim of these two zman in the same. Most poiskim assume they're the same zman. So that's a little bit easier to test. Tchelis and Lovin, if we know what tchelis is. Right? So assuming that we know what tchelis is, which you don't, which I'm not convinced yet that we know what that is, we can then go test it and figure that out. Find our good plane with, no light pollution, etc., and go test it and figure it out. The moon. Beginning of the month, the moon sets earlier in the night. The end of the month, the moon rises in the middle of the night and continues to be up as morning breaks.
So,
the beginning of the month, the moon. Each day, the moon sets later and later. Till you get to the middle of the month, the moon is up the whole night. But the beginning of the month, the moon is there at the beginning of the night, and each night, subsequently, the moon will set later and later into the night. So the first half of the month, the moon is not up towards sunrise, or the first 11 days, 12 days. So that's the way to test it is based on Tchelis Alovin, because that's a little bit easier to arrange than not arranging with somebody to show up who happens to be that you're somewhat familiar with him. Okay. So the time continues till 3 hours into the day, which is going to be a quarter of the day. I'm sure we'll talk about how you calculate that. But however, but the preferred way of reading it is kivasikin. Pirish, what is the Vasikin? Talmidim. Rashi Pirish, Anoshim, Anovim, Umechabin, Amitzvus. So these people were, they were Vatikin, they were special people. Shoy Mechavnin, Likroisu, Ma'at, Kredim, Anetz, Hachamu. They would read it shortly before sunrise. Pirish, Anetz means Yitzhiya, Hachamu, Kamoy, Heinetzu, Harimanim. The bud, the, it's budded. So over here, the sun coming up is like blossoming. The goal being that if you will finish Birchas Kriyashma right by sunrise, to be able to start Tefillah right after sunrise. Tefillah should not be said before the Tefillah before sunrise. But it's proper to say it. Sooner, the more it says it was a mile to say it, together with the rising of the sun, you would then be praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you say Kriyashma a little bit before that, so you have that opportunity. The Chazon Ish says it doesn't have to be perfect. The Vasikin, the Council of Vasikin doesn't have to be perfect. The reality is that unless you the issues of calculating Vasikin properly are extremely difficult. Elevation plays a role. There's a machlokes whether you take high pieces of land in consideration. Do you calculate Vasikin the time you actually would see the sun, or the time you should see the sun had there not been that mountain blocking it? That's a machlokes. The other issue which you have is, which is just a calculation which has to be, you have to figure it out. Of course, elevation from sea level would have some impact. But when we see the sun actually has not risen above the horizon. You'd actually calculate the angle of the sun vis-a-vis the horizon, still below the horizon. The reason why we see it is because of the atmosphere. It refracts, and we're able to see the light of the sun being refracting through the atmosphere towards us. Well, that changes based on the pressure of the atmosphere and the humidity, the amount of liquid which is in the atmosphere. The more liquid, the greater the refraction, the earlier you're going to see the sun, and the higher the pressure, the earlier you're going to see the sun. Lower pressure, now a lot of times the two will balance out because lower, humidity and lower this lower pressure, more humidity, higher pressure, less humidity. But it's not, so really it has to be calculated. The actual sunrise, the Zman Ratcha on the charts, are there the time that it should be had there been perfect conditions and there had there been no elevation issues, etc. So that's not the actual real sunrise. So the Chazon Ish says you don't have to get it perfect. So that's why the people like that, they think that, wow, we got exactly to the second. You really were successful.
So it sounds like
I want to burst people's bubble, but that's the reality.
Sounds like it might even be better to add 2 minutes to whatever the calendar's saying, because otherwise you really mess it up if you're davening
Shmoneh Esrei. So the Chazon Ish, even if you start Shmoneh Esrei a little before Neitz, is also not halachically a problem. So that seems to be how he understands it. Okay. A person is able to get it right. He is tremendous. The Mor says he has tremendous schar. The Mor says that there was an Amor, I think Rabbi Bruno, who one time got Masikin, and the rest of his day he was just walking around with a big smile on his face. So that should indicate to you how hard it is to get it.
This is an isolated incident.
That's the point.
What?
Is the idea there that this was like a rare occasion? That
sounded like
it. I just took it as an example. As I have to pick one. I want to pick one concrete example of the benefit of.
But he was so happy because it wasn't easy to do. So this day he finally got it right. He was so happy the rest of the day that he got it.
Because they had to manually calculate.
Well, they didn't manually calculate. They would do it based on sighting.
Yeah.
I have a chaver. He lives in Nei Yaakov. So Nei Yaakov is on the side of a mountain. So the shul is on the top shlab. So you have a very good view. They do vasikin based on sighting, and a little based on the clock. I mean, they have approximately, they know the clock. They know when it's going to be, so they can start davening properly. But there's a guy stands by the window, and the second that he, that's whenever he gives the clock every second.
Again, what is he looking for?
The first little sighting of the sun.
The ball?
The beginning of the ball, the top of the ball. So, you know.
Use the clock
to tell you when to start your davening. Obviously, you can't roll all of davening into 3 minutes. You understand you have to start a certain time, but the exact time they would do it based on sighting. There's also an interesting question which the place can grapple with. So when you get the fact that there is blockage, so how do you calculate it? So the place can basic. Not everybody agrees with any of this, you know, but there's a difference between the mountains which are in the horizon. That's your horizon, even though it's above sea level, but that's your horizon. Or as opposed to the mountains, which potentially are blocking, you know, the sun's really rising, but there's a mountain in between you and where the sun is. So you know, Yerushalayim, you know, lives hard Masabiv law, some parts of Yerushalayim, the sun is blocked because of the mountains around it. That being said, in areas of Baibagan, you can see all the way to the Yam. They, because, you know, they're out. You know, so now, do you say the rest of Yerushalayim is. Do you use Bayit Vegan now to redefine once they built Bayit Vegan as what's the proper sunrise for Yerushalayim? Because now it's possible to see the sun from there. Do you say because the minig Yerushalayim? There's also machlokes what minig Yerushalayim is. Of course, there's actually machlokes what the minig was. Most held of the minig was to include do it based on the mountains, and not, you know. You know, calculate as if the mountains weren't there. But does that change when Bayit Vegan is now can actually cite it to the Yam? So calls Aknes into the Shaila. Hago Shir Netzachama Hu Kamoi Shir Shoachas Kadam Shiala Kol Guf Hashem Shal Oritz. So this Mr. Burr points out that this, as written, this part of this Ramah is unintelligible.
What is unintelligible?
This Ramah is unintelligible. The way the Ramah seems to read that Netzachama is an hour before the whole sun rises above the horizon.
The whole ball.
The
bottom of the ball is above.
The bottom ball, but not, the bottom ball takes about 3-4 minutes to go from the top to the bottom to come up above the horizon. So Netzachama is 56 minutes before the bottom of the ball comes up. That's called Netzachama. That doesn't make any sense. So the Mishabura will say that somebody changed the gears to Isser Shah, a tenth of an hour, which is 6 minutes. And the Birgro says the gears is Shlish Isser Shah, which is 2 minutes. That sounds a little more intelligible for us. So
what
is
the 2 minutes mean?
So the Kol Guf Hashem Shal Oritz means the whole ball has risen. Netzachama is 6 minutes before that, 2 minutes before that, different ways to calculate. But that's much easier than say it's 56 minutes before that. All right, but that's like 50 minutes, many, many times it's still pitch black or close to it. And that's called Netzachama. Right? So when is Alois exactly, according to that? So that the Ramoy as written has to be a toast. Okay, we'll leave the...